This is the BBC. We interrupt the Goon Show for the following announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Goon Show.
Thank you. And now, the Goon Show. During this program, it is advisable to have within easy reach an inner tube, a picture of a licorice factory, and a spare pair of trousers. Better safe than sorry, eh?
Very funny, Mr. Greensleeves. Just hold this missing boa constrictor while I announce the Goon Show.
What? What's happened to the band? Where's old Wally Stotslotlin?
Well, that's our new economy cut orchestra. Oh. 14 men playing one instrument.
Please, Mr. Greenslade, I get the laugh in this show. I wear the funny body now. Just make the old posh announcement out.
Right.
Take your glasses off, Wall.
Do you mind? Furniture's yours out a bit, then.
Do you mind?
Go on in here.
Quiet, please. Thank you. Right, now then, just hold this boa constrictor. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Goon Show, part one.
And here, on this glorious 8th of March, I can see the Minister of Transport mounting the dais, wearing his chain of tether as he prepares to inaugurate Birmingham's new inner ring road scheme by blowing up a brick wall which was specially built for the occasion.
Hollow hooks! Hollow hooks! Yes, I was there the day trying to raffle a boa constrictor. Tickets! Tickets! Tickets for the boa constrictor!
Come on, getting that large worm out the way. I'm trying to hear the minister talking.
Hello? Here. Engine.
Here
he is. I have the job. Ellen McLuhan down. All of England. Get off. All on the shoulder of the wheel. And well, blow. Great international. Thank you for all them. And the law. It is your law.
And with the crowd lashed into a frenzy by the power of his... the minister presses the plunger.
As the wall is integrated, two men in pajamas appear from the debris.
What happened? What the...
Money,
I... Oh! Oh! A ball, oh!
Moriarty, don't you dare do that again.
I didn't do anything. Look.
You went off.
No, I did. I know, but look. Listen to me, you fool.
What?
We're ruined.
Yes, I know. We're homeless, destitute, and penniless.
Not a penny.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hmm? What do you mean, gentlemen?
Care to buy a raffle ticket for a boa constrictor?
I'm sorry. Our boa constrictor has already got one.
Yes. In any case, little gentlemen, we haven't any money. Ooh. We've been rendered homeless. Homeless by an explosion called bang.
What? Home? That was a wall.
I know, we always live in walls. It's cheaper.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, but you realize that that wall was the last obstacle in the way of our new road through Birmingham for which I have the contract.
I hate to frighten you, but I happen to know there is another obstacle right in the path of your new road.
What? Name it.
It's already got a name, Neddy. It's called Hello Hawks. And I quote from this careful plan of a robbery, the Birmingham Town Hall.
What? Hello Hawks. Very well, we'll have to explore that too.
No, Neddy, no.
No, Neddy, no, no.
Don't do such a thing. You're making the dear count steam. Only one part of the town hall lies in the path of your road, the city treasurer's safe.
But he'd never agree to me blowing his safe up.
But he already has, Neddy, my dear laddie. And as long as you do it secretly at dead of night without his knowledge, he is perfectly agreeable.
Splendid! You sold this boar, Constrictor, and I'll meet you there at midnight on the stroke of two.
Goodbye, little attorney.
At midnight, Seagoon had rendezvous with an explosion expert.
Mr. Seagoon, I didn't recognize you.
I didn't recognize you either. Come to think of it, we've never met before.
Oh, well, that explained it, then, I suppose.
Now then, have you got the dynamite?
Yes, I got it. Oh, well, I'll go and get some more.
You shattered fool!
What?
Don't worry, I've got some. Now, I'll go inside and you wait out here.
Okay, then. Off you go, then. Mind the big door. Oh, and there's a step down near the washroom. Be careful of that. Oh, and mind the hat stand in the middle of that large chamber. Don't you worry. I'll keep my eyes open for you. Don't worry.
Yes. Well, I'll go in now. What?
I didn't see you standing there. Oh, can you see in the dark, Mr. Seagull?
I can see the dark very well, my dear fellow.
Oh.
In the raft, they used to call me Cat Size Seagull.
Oh.
You know why?
No, why?
Because I was the same size as a cat. Cat Size Seagull. Eccles, put the piano down. We want no killing on this job. Now, don't forget, all of Oaks. I'm going in there, and you sing to cover the noise of the explosion.
Okay. I am dying. I am to keep me warm.
Hello. What's going on here? I apprehend you for singing in a doorway without a license.
Just a minute, my good constable.
What?
I got a license.
You got a license, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, wait a minute. Let me see.
Look.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, my good man. This is a Dodge license.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Cheaper than a music license.
Well, you can't sing with this license, mate. You're only allowed to bark or howl.
Okay, then, Constable, I won't break the law. I'll imitate the dog, then.
Hello?
Oh, Mr. Seagoon?
Yes?
Battersea Dogs Home here. There's a man here claims he's your dog.
Right. Curse! I've lit the fuse.
What to do?
Neddy, you claim your friend and we shall wait for the explosion and remove that naughty type safe.
Splendid!
But first, here's your missing burr, Constrictor Hello Hawks, which is about to do an impression of Max Gilray.
Thank you.
The Goon Show, Part 2.
There she goes, Moriarty. The Birmingham treasure is safe.
Oh, good, good. Now, folks, let's count Birmingham's massive wealth. Fourpence. Half each.
Oh, at last we're in the money, Moriarty.
Never knew Birmingham was so rich.
Hello.
Oh, hello, life we got ahead.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry I missed the explosion.
Neddy, hello, folks. We have a confession to make to you. That bang-type explosion was in the nature of a safe-cracking.
You mean I've committed a criminal-type robbery?
Yay-type, hello, folks, yes, Neddy.
We-type, yes, yeah.
This means the end of an extinguished career. All my life, hello, folks. All my life I've worked enslaved to build the ring road in Birmingham. This was to make my fortune.
Poor little steaming Welsh ball. You have made your fortune.
Where's that prop?
Here. Oh, little hairy Neddy. Listen, Neddy. See this gramophone record?
Yes.
This gramophone record is a rara avis in the world of gramophones. It's worth a fortune.
Yes. A fortune.
A fortune. Neddy. It's a rare recording you hear of Grieg's A minor piano concerto played by Chopin.
Legs Chopin. What makes it so valuable?
Legs Chopin. Don't you realize, Neddy, it's played on the Legs piano.
Yes.
And, Neddy, for this record, you can name your own price, Neddy. Oh, don't steam so much, Moriarty. But for the time being, you must lay low.
Right. I'll get my head down.
Not here, you fool. In the corner of some foreign field.
That is forever acting. Right. Eccles.
Yep.
Saddle that boa constrictor. Get up there.
Get up there. Come on, here. Wait a minute. I don't think it's...
Listeners may doubt the authenticity of this sound, a boa constrictor galloping. If the truth be known, a horse covered with a snake skin was used to simulate the sound. As for the chicken noise, we can only apologize. And now we join Seagoon in his country hideout.
Thank you, Mr. Beverly. Yes, it was a lovely old 16th century Tudor ditch. It had been modernized and had running water laid on.
Oh.
How dare you drop on me from a great height?
We must be neighbors. You know, I live across the road. You see that pigsty?
Yes.
Well, you see the big manor house behind it?
Yes.
Well, I live in the pigsty.
Oh. I haven't seen you around since the case of the missing compost heap.
Yes, well, you see, I'm just hiding here till it all blows over, you know.
It blows over me every night.
Good luck. I know. You think they'd nail it down.
Well, make yourself at home, Major. Here. Lie down in this chair.
No, thank you. I'm quite comfortable kneeling on this washstand. Thank you.
But look, I'm going to let you into a secret. Just listen to this record. It's the only recording of a record in the world of Chopin in person on a record recording in the world of Chopin.
Fool, you military fool. That's not Chopin playing.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Chopin's dead. It can't be him.
Just to make sure, I'll put the record on and ask him. Stop! I'm sorry to interrupt, but I've been told you're not Chopin.
What? I tell you I am, sir. I am Chopin.
Have you any proof?
Yes. My birth certificate.
Right, we'll put it on.
I name the child Fred Chopin.
It's falling in the water.
Thank you, little Tim.
I tell you, Nettie, this record is a fake.
But the hole in the middle looks genuine.
Look, any hatter knows that all you have to do is to take it to ye House of Wax Records for authentication.
Right, hold it, Brown Boa Constrictor.
Neddy proceeded to London hot foot, a common complaint in the Seagoon family. He was bound for a certain little music shop.
Oh, you're damn... yes, it... Good morning,
Neddy Seagoon, hello.
Good morning, Neddy Seagoon, hello, folks.
I believe you're a dealer in instruments and records.
Yes, what about an all-rubber euphonium with fitted carpets?
An all-rubber euphonium with fitted carpets?
I'm sorry, sir, they're out of stock, you... Can't get the wood, you know, now. Here is something to suit everybody's pocket.
What is it?
A lining, Oh, dear, he's fainted.
Yes, and at the exact moment at which you hit him with a hammer. Lift him in the direction of up while I bring him in the direction of round.
Right. Oh, Henry. Henry. Oh, Henry. Speak to me, Henry. Speak to me about your will.
Bottle
of Ray Ellington under his nose. Play that melody. Down in Tennessee, I used to sit up on the fence, wondering about the lack of people's common sense. What I didn't understand and couldn't keep concealed was one great big fat watermelon lying in the field. See that watermelon hanging on the vine? I wish that watermelon could be mine. The farmer must be careless without a lick or sense, or he wouldn't leave it hanging on his vine. Cornbread is sweet, pork chops are good, black-eyed peas are mighty, mighty fine. But give me, oh give me, I wish you really would, that watermelon hanging on the vine. Got a girl who loves me, she always treats me fine. She lets me hug and kiss her all the time. I wish that all her kisses could taste half as sweet as the watermelon hanging on the vine. Oh, kissing is sweet, hugging is good, cherry lips taste mighty, mighty fine. But give me, oh give me, I wish you really would, that watermelon hanging on the vine. When I see that watermelon, so big, so fat, so fine, what a shame to go home leaving it behind. I know my baby's waiting, she won't be waiting long, 'cause I got that watermelon off that vine. Cornbread is sweet, pork chops are good, black-eyed peas are mighty, mighty fine. But I ought to tell you, I really think I should, for looking good, eating, eat a watermelon hanging on the vine.
The Goon Show, Part 3. Seagoon goes to Scotland Yard.
You see, you are partly responsible for the Birmingham safe robbery.
Yes, but it was all a trap.
Oh, dear. Dear, dear, oh, dear.
Yes. I've been a fool. Yes. I've been a fool. I've been a fool. A real fool.
If you think I'm going to contradict you, you're wrong.
I tell you, Inspector Bernstein.
Aye.
If we can find these two men, I'll prove my innocence.
No, then would these two men recognize you if they saw you again?
Well, I think they...
Put them pipes down.
Hello, what? Yes, good, right. A bit of luck. They found the safe.
Harnachtanur.
Harntu.
After the honest boa constrictor.
I'm afraid you'll have to work that one out for yourselves. Meanwhile, in a field in Kent, a boy scout stands guard over the safe.
Oh, take us there.
Silly boy, I'm only the announcer.
Then what are you doing in a field in Kent?
I'm not really in a field in Kent. It's just so happens that I was merely announcing in... Shut up!
Shut up!
Announcing in the studio the next... Will you shut up?
Shut up, did you?
Which happens to be a field... Will you... I'm fed up with this wiry idiot.
Do not be angry at Bundle. I was only doing my best type acting because Gladys Bowles is listening tonight.
May I ask who is Gladys Bowles?
She is. She's my mistress at school. Hello, Miss Bowles. This is me talking on the electric wireless.
Shut up. Here. Tie a knot in this string and swallow it. Gentlemen of the police, this is the safe. How do you suggest we open it?
Harn.
We tried that, but it failed. I've got it, Eccles. Place this jelly knight under the lock.
Okay.
Right. All run for it.
Okay.
Close that safe door, Moriarty. It's drafty.
Wait a minute, Gridpipe. I thought I smelled something exploding.
I smelt something exploding?
Yes.
Nonsense. It's too near the end of the show for an ex...
Cass! The explosion has blown the door off the safe.
It's also blown the safe off the door.
Those are the two men.
Quick, Moriarty, bury that foreman.
All right, but Eccles, cover them with this missing boa constrictor.
Okay, you're not a man. Hands up. This boa constrictor's loaded. Hand back Birmingham's fourpence.
Very well, I give in. Your boa constrictor's much bigger than mine.
Oh!
Well, here is your fourpence back.
Threw it in the water.
Yes, we've got into voluntary liquidation.
Don't worry. Any bank will cash that water. Especially the river bank. And with the money. Get your hats and coats on, lads. Here it comes. We're getting near it now. And with the money, Birmingham's Ring Road goes through.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you weren't satisfied with that ending, you'll be glad to know that neither were we. Featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Relator Quartet, Max Gilray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer, Wallace Gieslade. The program produced by Pat Dixon.